UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I think we could take a trip to the laundry department.
No, they don't have one of those at Kohl's.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's no laundry at Kohl's. I don't think
so. I'll show you where it is.
And James Strebel.
With some socks.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Relax. Be still. Don't watch. You'll be great.
Start this Friday show the way that we have started all the Friday shows for the better part of what, nearly 3 months now, 2.5 months or so, and that is, you have made it to Friday. I'm not sure what that means anymore. It means a little bit more than maybe a couple weeks ago, and we got you for the next 3 hours. It is The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. Alongside, again, is James Dribble's got his Nirvana shirt on.
Yes.
That he got at Spencer Gifts or Kohl's. We'll dive into that at some point today. And producing the effort, worn out, fatigued from all of the hours editing the mixtape, which will come up at 5:25 today, it's Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Back at the Papa John's Studios. So we got you for the next 3 hours. Mixtape at 5:25. Over 100 sounds that we need to get to. 9 minutes of that is caller Emily in Lock on Gambling. So I don't know how we are going to accomplish what we need to accomplish today, but we shall see. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Cerebral, how are you?
I'm doing good. As you noted, I have my I'm full poser in effect right now with my Nirvana shirt on. And
I mean, you don't really listen to Nirvana, let's be honest.
Oh, I do. They're my favorite band of all time.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, when I was in sixth
Who's
grade.
Who's the bassist?
Chris Novoselic.
Oh, wow. Wow. Come get some. You got anything else
there,
Mitch?
Anything else for me?
You got anything else, you cocky millennial?
Well, the singer and the drummer are easy. I just throwing Strebel curveball, keeping him on his toes.
Yeah. Put it up at ESPN 680. Do you know the name of the bass player for the band Nirvana? Did you know?
Yes.
Did you know?
A good one.
Go ahead and put that up. An odd place to start as the pandemic is around us. Racial unrest is around us. Olivier Saar eligibility is around us.
Yes.
And I have to be honest, I don't know what to do today.
It's just,
what do you do today? Mitch, you're a radio producer. What do you say that we should lead with today? Do we lead with Call of Duty? Do we lead with Mitch texting us CBS Sports? And by the way, where did you find that? CBSSports.com. They released their preseason rankings.
Yeah, that was from a Sea of Blue
bored.
Article.
It was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Your boy Gershon.
I just plagiarized off somebody else.
That's right.
Here's the entire thing on Kentucky that you need to know. Now you don't need to click on the story. How about that?
Well, it floods traffic to CBS.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it does.
Plenty of content.
When was that? Because I didn't see that.
And I don't know. Obviously. I don't know if it was a list per se, but it was like their matchup predictor or whatever. They just based the record off that.
Okay.
Boy, sort of they had nothing to talk about then.
Yeah.
To talk about.
Wait till you hear my sports center at 3:30.
What's in your sports center?
Two of the stories I had yesterday as well. Dude, nothing has happened. Not a single, not even an offer. Not even an offer to some crappy 4-star recruit for Louisville basketball.
Crappy 4-star? Settle down.
Whoa.
I mean, nothing has happened. I'll take anything right now.
Blankenbaker and Ennis and Rummage are going to, organize a party if Satterfield got that. This is the recruit. This is him.
This is it.
This is the outside linebacker. CBS Sports projects a 500 season for Kentucky football.
Yes.
To which Aaron Gershon, our guy, says they keep sleeping. I'm going to need Strebel to talk so I can send this article off to Lachlan McLean and see if he will vomit on his cheap Android cell phone.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, it's getting to a point now where the entire disrespect angles getting a little bit like,
how could they have us losing to South Carolina? Well, you lost last year to South Carolina.
And
that doesn't matter.
And there's still a lot of questions around Terry Wilson, and we've got the Terry Wilson Club coming out. He's the best quarterback in the SEC.
Did you watch the 2022 minute video with he and Nick Roush?
I did not.
On KSR?
No.
What the hell are you doing, Mitch? Did you watch it? I mean, obviously, we cannot use that sound. We can use the information, but we can't cut the sound. So did either of you happen to watch that? Because I did.
I did not. I did not. Sorry.
Now, what else you got to do, Strebel? What have you done since you left here yesterday?
Maybe
we should go over that.
Well,
you left here yesterday horrified. You talked to caller Emily.
Yes.
Mitch, let's get some of the drops we have from that conversation yesterday. We can tease that. You best believe that will be in the mixtape coming up at 5:25 today on The Take. But you went home. You fed the kids chicken nuggets, fish sticks, warm-up lasagna, Papa John's, something like that.
Then
you went straight into what? Was it the bourbon or was it more Coors Light?
You know, I only had one glass of bourbon. And then, as probably most of our listeners, I just got wrapped up in what was going on downtown last night.
Did you really?
My night. Yeah, I was following that.
How many hours did you watch that?
Did you watch it
on Spectrum News 1, or did they not have anything?
I followed most of all, they didn't have anything.
No, that's the joke.
Yes, I heard that with Locke today. But
you're home for the 24-hour source for news and weather on the ones.
Except for the most important
Except
thing going
the,
on.
the city potentially going to burn,
yes.
Which I guess is going to happen again tonight.
Yeah, I believe there's been some organization on Facebook for that. So
there has, really?
Yes.
I've seen is people complaining about pools not being open,
yeah.
Trump, and other things.
Yes. But yeah, I saw that, and I was a little nervous last night because my wife was at work, because she works at the University of Louisville. But she assured me that everything is fine. They're okay. So yes, I followed that most of the evening, and then today I've just been trying to keep away from stuff and just keep my mind focused on other things.
I do hate to do this, but it's looking like. Yeah, it's looking like Gershon just copy and pasted the CBS article pretty much. I hate to be the one that tells you that, but that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, not surprised. It doesn't take much to like throw.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you gotta
give us your thoughts.
Exactly. That's the problem I have with some of the blog people that I'm part of that community, that they don't, all they do is copy and paste. Like, what do you think about it? What's your analysis?
Are you working on your blog for tomorrow morning?
No, I do that when I get up in the morning.
Oh.
I just wing that bad boy. I get up and.
Really?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. I wake up about 8 or 9 a.m. on Saturday, and I just wing it.
So you do that, and then you show up for our show at like 2:58.
2:50. It's been 2:57 and 2:56 back-to-back days since he was going to make a fundamental change to his behavior.
He
showed up one or 2 minutes earlier than normal.
Yes.
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 You've been 1% less worse, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. It's not like I'm showing up. I'm not running in here like, some other people do at the last minute.
Don't deflect blame to other people.
I didn't name any names.
Don't do that.
I know. No names were named. It happens sometimes, but I'm on time.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. 437-9680. Like I said, mixtape at 525. A couple Terry Wilson thoughts. We will get to that. CBS Sports thinks Kentucky is going to win 2 games in the SEC and be 6-6 overall. Ugh. You best believe we will touch upon that, get Strebel all in a tizzy on that.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA had some documents released on the NIL, the National Image and Likeness, that involves Congress. That is a subject that seems like a heavy subject, something we will touch on just very briefly here on a what we wanted to be a feel-good Friday. I still want to get to that. Can we also put up as a poll question? I saw the Nirvana one just go up. Have you ever read Strebel's Saturday morning column on a sea of blue. Go ahead and put that up at ESPN 680 and tag all of the appropriate people.
Or not. Maybe there's a lot.
I mean, there is a gamble here.
It's called Saturday Quickies, right?
Yes, the Saturday Quickies.
Okay.
There's Quickies every day, and I'm Saturday's my assignment.
Is there Quickies every day?
Yeah, is that the only Quickie in your life?
Really, are there?
On the website. The quick links.
Picks to click.
Yeah.
Picks to click.
Well, they all do it. Even KSR does it. Chronicle.
I see a Blues missing it.
Tom Leach does it.
I see a Blues missing it. You guys need to write divisive things. I keep telling you to come in with these haymakers. Like, you should be writing a column that Notre Dame does not a damn thing for you.
I don't believe that.
That doesn't do a damn thing. Kentucky beating at home in Rupp Arena, an NIT team, doesn't do a damn thing, right?
I think it does.
I don't think it does.
I think it does. Now everyone's pivoting to Notre Dame's a bum game. At first everyone's like, oh, that's a good game. Now 2 days removed or 1 day removed from the announcement, and it's terrible. And Locke, I know Locke talked a lot about that. And that I disagree. I'm fine with it. It's a fine matchup. It's better than the alternative of some crap team that we've never heard of before.
Well, there we go.
Yes. And then, who knows? Notre Dame can come out and have a great
Notre
season.
Dame, besides what's on their chest, they are a crap team that you've never heard of before because you don't know any of the players on their team.
I know Mike Bray.
So,
that's
so quite literally that.
That's Bonzi Colson still
those
there.
Poll questions are now up at ESPN 680. So we'll obviously get into a bunch of things. I have a couple different college basketball things that I cannot believe the Kentucky and Louisville fans believe. We can get to that. Olivier Sarr talk is picking up with some in the UK media. Mm-hmm. We can get to that. We have Locke sound today. I don't know how much. I mean, Locke just was all over the place today. He was on fire. We can get to that.
Yeah.
Our guy Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios has a couple different promo chunks that he wants to play for us.
Okay.
Before he edits these down into promos that will run on ESPN 680 and 105.7. By the way, Rummage says Nirvana, greatest band of all time.
He
has Metallica 1A.
I mean, you guys are best friends.
It's really starting to happen that way. And I know it's not as good for the audience because everybody wants us to fight.
Oh, you'll snipe.
We'll snipe back and forth. It's going to happen. But, yeah, the more Rummage and I talk.
Agree,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, we agree about a lot of things.
You're like big brother, little brother. Except I don't know who the big brother is in this scenario.
That's a great point. Well, Rummage is older than you, is he not?
I'm 38.
You might be older than him.
I think I'm older than him.
I got to be honest. I don't know. I think he's probably around the same age. I have no idea how old Steve Rummage is.
I don't either because he's a guy that looks like
And I could sell it to you a couple different ages.
Exactly.
Not,
yes. He's a guy that could be multiple ages. Like,
I don't know how old he is.
If he was like 35, but if he's like 45, it wouldn't shock me either.
Settle down. He's not 45.
I know.
Settle down.
No, he's not 45. But
by the way, how do you say Shams's last name? Does he still work at Yahoo?
He works at the Athletic.
The Athletic. Shams, I don't know his last name.
Gosh, I just...
Sharnia. Rummage is 33. Man, I had him at 36.
Yeah, I thought 35. Okay. So he's younger than we both thought. All right, there you go, Steve.
There you go. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has informed the Board of Governors that July 31st, the target date for the return of the season. July 31st, you're looking at what? That's still 2 months, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a full 2 months because it's just.
Do they need 2 months?
Do they need two months? May 29th.
But you need probably close to what 3 weeks to get everyone acclimated, and then they probably have to
practice,
do whatever they have to do at the different sites, or
right.
If it's just the one site there in Orlando at Disney.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I guess
2 months away. Wow.
But I mean,
and baseball could be on the same target. So if you tell me that NBA is the 31st, the problem is baseball's got to play the entire season. But we could have right around that time, things go crazy. That's going to be a month after Diener gets his pulls back.
That's right. I mean, it could be full swing.
That?
But I guess my question is, if the NBA starts on July 31st, that's not much of a turnaround from when their actual season begins. I mean, that's just a few months. So do they play just the playoffs and then take a couple more months off and head back to the season? I don't know. That's late. I mean, that's just late to
Colin Cowherd for that.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll interview Rick Barry. I have no idea.
Rick Barry.
I don't know. Texter says 437-9680. What's a sea of blue?
It's the blog that the Kentucky Wildcats blog that I've been writing for years.
Texter, Rummage the type of dude to jam to Buck Cherry. Texas says Rummage and Strebel are like stepbrothers. Yeah,
yeah.
Like the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
Can I get to something? There's a bunch of texts coming in. 437-9680. Yes, a quickies every day featuring caller Emily. New segment. Yes, there's a lot of that.
I just feel like that's still a cloud hanging over.
Text for Sin Strebel, watch what happened last night in Louisville. Does he have a take on that? So there's the answer.
Yes.
Boy.
I don't – it's supposed to be a fun Friday.
Well, can I do this? And I was going to ask Mitch this. So we have a bunch of sports, and I say a bunch of sports, and that's obviously we're stretching it here. And we'll play a bunch of funny sound. We'll have the mixtape later. I will say, and here's the only thing. From a programming standpoint, you understand?
Yes.
When we talked about the coronavirus here on The Take, or when we talked about the effect on sports, and that's the way that sports could get around melding into the news, okay? And so we had fun with Locke.
The
respite. In fact, you know what? If you can find that clip, Mitch, of him today, that would actually delight me as we dive deep into the issues of the city, of the state, and of the country.
But I have always held firm to the belief that there should be a respite. There should be a place to get away from the serious and get into the trivial, and that's what this show has been. I've made it my goal during the COVID-19 crisis, and then the same thing today.
So, well, here's the thing. And he's doing that because he's a high opinion guy.
Yes.
And so this is where I understand the struggle of Lachlan McClain. The coronavirus for a while got everyone for 3-4 weeks or so. I've been consistent with this opinion, Strebel, here on The Take on ESPN Louisville, that people were unified for about maybe less or about a month, okay?
Right.
And then, you know, that wore away. And as that has wore away, the opinions have went up, and you have heard the talking about it go down, especially in sports radio.
Right.
Right? Because,
yes.
I mean, Drew still can get the mileage out of it. Bob still can give you an hour in your lunch hour to talk about it. But as far as us talking about it, it's went way down. And this show has pivoted, as the station has, from instead of both stations carrying Governor Andy Beshear, it's just one. And so I ask it from a programming standpoint. The coronavirus was such a mover that we talked about it, and we can still talk about it, but now we would only talk about it when it's wrapped around sports. The NBA is coming back. What the hell is Major League Baseball gonna do this? You know, this weekend, Mikhail Cunningham's back on campus. Are we gonna play games in September? Those sorts of things. I don't know what sports radio's job is now. And I mean with all of the nonsense that is going on.
Yeah.
And I say that here. I say that in Louisville because it's now happening here.
Yeah. It's
we would not talk about Minneapolis probably very much other than a quick mention if I had some opinion to have, but even then in a scared way where it's not sports, it's a feel-good Friday, it's a fill-in-the-blank, right?
Right.
And so that's what I ask. I don't know what the step is for sports radio. I know Drew didn't talk much about it. I know Locke didn't talk much about it. I got to be honest. I don't know how much Mabin and Rummage talked about it today. I assume Locke didn't talk about it. I didn't hear every minute of these shows. Sorry, Drew. I was up late last night again. Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's calling your name.
Mitch,
yeah.
I have a horrific story from Call of Duty last night. You ready for this?
Yes.
Pause me and make sure I get back on my take here.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
So on my team, I'm the worst one, but I'm getting better, okay?
Yeah.
And we're down to the end. There's two teams left. I am now the only one, okay? Guy kills my buddy. I know exactly where this guy's going to where he's going to go. The gas is pretty much is completely closed in. Two people, two teams, man versus man. All this is happening fast.
Oh, so it's like 1v1.
This was in quad. No, it was in trios. But we're down to the last two people. And it's me and this other guy.
Yes.
And I know exactly what he's going to do. I have shielded myself. I have put my, he's trying to blow us up. I know exactly where he's at.
Yeah.
He's behind a tree. I know he's going to come to my left around the corner behind the tree. I read it perfectly. The second I can see his arm come around the tree, I pop up. He comes in front of me. That's an odd way to say it. This is the only way I could. I can see him in front of me.
Right.
I shoot him right in the head.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all of this, Mitch, my automatic assault rifle, I had accidentally switched to semi.
Oh no. So he just fired one bullet.
And he shot me and killed me, and
oh,
I got second place.
No.
Yeah. I was heartbroken. And that was like 12:45 in the morning. I'm going, mother bleeper. I'm yelling in the house. Oh, I crushed a 12% beer right after that.
I bet you did. All because you forgot to hit the button.
So I didn't hear if Diener talked about Minneapolis or in the first
right.
the first hour because I was asleep.
Yeah, well, you know, you had a late night last
night. Sorry, Drew. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the right – and this is my way of being a coward and talking about it, okay? But I don't know what sports radio's job is. Cameron Teague was following stuff around last night. He's a sports reporter, obviously, in the Courier Journal. I don't know what they even had news-wise. I don't know if you send everybody out to something like that or if they furloughed and fired enough people in the newspaper industry that you just have to send somebody. I don't know the answer to that or if it's all hands on deck. But following, and that's deck, the word that I said there, but I don't know the job of sports radio. And the only reason I bring it up is not because I want to connect some, you know, sports angle to it. It's because it happened in the city.
Yes.
It's because it happened in the city last night. It's because it happened in the city today. It's because Donald Trump wrongfully tweeted about what happened in the city.
Yes.
He did so, today about what happened last night. And I don't know what the job is. And I guess that's one of my own. I mean, I have actual opinions on this sort of thing. My real opinion would be this, twofold. We have lost the ability to have, and we do a lot of fun around here, with whether it be Louisville Lock or whatever it is, we have lost the ability to have any sort of back and forth with someone who doesn't have the opinion that you have.
Right.
And it's to the point to where people are so entrenched that they are entrenched robots. And that is what social media is, and that is what it is for millennials and a lot of times younger people on Twitter, and a lot of times those same sheep that happen to be boomers on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it is, that is one thing. It has made things categorically worse.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. So that would be number one is, I would offer the question, can you even listen to the other side? And the answer overwhelmingly is a lot of times no. And we see that in sports all the time. And you see that with the disconnect here. The other thing would be, and this is an unpopular, I know the text line's not going to like, and this will be the only time we'll bring it up. I think it is worth bringing up the actions of what has happened recently and what has happened last night and what is going to happen, I would imagine, tonight and or this weekend,
right?
Because it's not done, and it's only going to be more organized, in my opinion, okay? And I've not followed this, been getting ready for the sports stuff.
Right.
Will Olivier Char be eligible? Give us a call today.
Yes.
At 267-9680. By the way, I ruined this. I should have just pitched this topic to Mitch or you and let you guys sink.
Yeah.
And then we could have just went to break, and we could have had fun, and we could have talked about Johnny Juzang the hell.
I think it's important.
It's because for sports radio, it happened in the city.
Yes.
It happened in the city. That is why sports radio has transferred in some ways here, and we have pulled off that, obviously, again, talking about the news because it's happening here, because the jobs that we had here aren't around, because, right? And that, yeah. I mean, if the coronavirus were just happening in China or were just happening in California or just happening in Oregon or even hell, if it were happening in Lexington, how much here would we be talking about it?
Right.
And so for me, the other thing is it's number one, can we listen? And the answer to that is no. And the other thing would be this. This is unpopular. And this will be my unpopular thing that I will say today. I'm sure I'll say something at some other point. Is, you know how people, and I'm going to sound ancient when I say this, so many people, Strebel, tell younger people, You're not invincible, but you feel invincible.
Yes.
And throughout my life, I have always tried to remember that before I may do something stupid is you could be the person that fill in the blanks. It's what, you know, it's drunk driving.
Right.
Whatever you want to throw into to finish that sentence, feel free. But it's this. It's we don't think it's going to happen to us. As a state and as a city and as a country, let's use all three. But again, make it personal, okay? Make it personal to where you live, okay? Do you want this place to be like all these other places? Does that make sense? Like
yeah.
were the mean and the nastiness and the killings and the fill in the blank, okay? Do you that disrest? Unrest, I should say. That unrest and distrust and that narrative, do you want that to be here? Because it is.
Yeah, it is.
And it's easy when it's in Minneapolis. It's easy when it's in California. It's easy when it's in Atlanta, when it's in New York, whatever it may be. The coronavirus is like that.
Yeah.
What people are dealing with in New York and in other places is obviously much different than what we're dealing with. That's why there's a bunch of people in Indiana who don't wear masks at all.
Ever.
No one wears masks in Indiana. Okay, I had a buddy at a restaurant. No one wearing a mask.
Right, it's everywhere.
No one.
Not even the servers.
I mean, I was in a place. I will not say the name of it that deals with food. Not wearing a mask. Nobody.
See,
it's not smacking. You can save this. It's not smacking you in the face. In New York and other places, it is. But now this sort of stuff is. Now it's your city. Now it's not just, hey, I'm watching this on Fox or CNN. It's quite literally the opposite. It is here.
It's local news you're watching.
And I don't know what to do with it, and I don't think a lot of people here do, quite frankly.
It's like you said, it's different if you're watching the footage from Minneapolis or St. Louis.
Or another country.
Yeah.
Sure.
But when you're, like, last night, I'm sitting there, I'm watching it, and I'm like physically nervous. Like I had anxiety because of, you know, this is our home, this is where we live, and there's people that are in danger during this thing. You're like, please be peaceful, and it was for a very long time. And I thought that the crowd did an amazing job of keeping things to a good protesting peaceful level. And then what happens? You had seven people get shot, and it's like, oh my God, this is not so aloof or so detached from our reality anymore. It's right in our backyard, and it's hard to not comment on it, and it's hard to not think about it.
And I don't know what sports radio is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because I obviously have very strong thoughts on a lot of this stuff. I don't know what the job is for sports radio. I don't know how much people want to hear this.
Yeah.
That is why this show, you know, others like Diener has dedicated a lot of his show to talking a lot about the coronavirus.
Yes.
Okay? Locke has not. Okay? I would say maybe the Rummage have not. Bob has.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
This show did just a little bit, but not really. I mean, we would have fun with
days.
It. I mean, yeah, we had some few days and a couple segments here or there, much like we're doing here.
Yeah.
But nothing, no grandstanding. Here's what I research like Bob does. Or, hey, let's take phone calls like Drew does.
Right.
Or this story or that story. Or, hey, I really disagree or agree with what Governor Beshear has done with this. It feels important enough to do that.
Well, you saw what happened in Philadelphia when they were talking about this. And the host threw his headset. And you know, ended up not coming in the next day. And I think he's been suspended or he quit or something's happened. He's not on that show right now.
Sweating right now, like you were yesterday with caller
Emily. But
and I'm sweating right now, and my whole, you know, come on, I have a fan like directly on my armpit, pretty much right now.
But to your
going on.
But to your point, I mean, they couldn't even have the discussion where someone just didn't get pissed off and throw stuff and throw a fit. I mean, you look at it in our perspective. From a radio standpoint, there aren't many radio stations out there that can sit and just have a debate. Like most news radio programs surround themselves with their base, and they just talk about what their base talks about in an echo chamber. It's all just echo chambers.
And that's what's happened here on the radio side, right? There's no radio leader in people giving opinions and commentary on this.
No, there's not.
There's not.
No, not in the city. Absolutely not. And it, nationally, it's only looked at from one viewpoint or the other viewpoint, and there's no in-between. There's no discussion. It's either you think it's this or you think it's the opposite, and you're entrenching your opinions, and there's no conversation to be had because everybody is so strong on their takes, and there's no – and Locke uses this word all the time, so I'm going to get no nuance in anybody's conversation right now, and it's very tough from our position as, you know, radio, sports radio guys to talk about this and keep people engaged with it.
Mitch, what do you think? Sorry, Mitch.
I mean, I agree with
sorry,
a lot of,
Mitch.
I agree with a lot of your points. For me, it was surreal. Like, it was a surreal moment. Like you guys said, like, it's in your backyard. It's happening. It is happening here.
Oh, it's going to be one of the places now.
It's going.
Louisville's a face of this. Like, that's what I'm saying. Louisville is a face of this when the young lady got murdered.
Yeah, and it's not just. These are people that are in solidarity with what's going on in Minneapolis. These are people dealing with something that happened right here. It's not like an offshoot protest. This is something that's protesting that happened in our city to our community. So that's what even hits home more, because there's been some other offshoot protests from things that have happened in other cities. But now national protest. This isn't a national protest yet.
Here's the problem, and we'll go to break. When the virus was becoming, you know, after we got canceled for the SEC tournament, maybe it was the week after, there were a few days even where I was like, damn, this is some anxiety. You can't get this in the stores. You can't get that. People are flooding to the stores. Do we wear a mask?
Right.
Now we're home. Now we're shut in. Our political leaders are talking to us unlike any other way that they talk to us.
Ever.
Ever, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if they're talking like that, they're in the know a hell of a lot more than the random jackass.
Right.
Okay, in Indiana or Kentucky. You know, what's going on, right?
Yeah.
There was that moment of anxiety that was I feel like that's what this is here a little bit. There is a moment of anxiety, and it's like people need to realize that Louisville is part of the face of this. Your city is part of the face of what is going on with the unrest in this country. So I don't know how much we can talk about it. They have told Metro employees to leave by 3 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
They are telling people and businesses down there to be ready. I mean, I don't know if it's starting in Nulu or where the hell else it is, but they are telling people to not be downtown.
Yeah.
To get out of downtown as quickly as possible.
And that's, you know, it's hard. It's hard for me to hear as, you know, someone that has their wife working downtown tonight. You know, it was a tough night for me last night. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to, you know.
You drank it away.
Drink a little bit of it away, but it's tough to hear to think about that. But
I would say she's in one of the safest places.
She's in a very safe place. She's in an extremely safe place. She's in a hospital, so she's very safe. But, yeah, I mean, it's worrying on multiple events. I mean, people that are just going to go out there and do this peacefully, or are things going to get derailed by violence again? It's a shame that people can't congregate and protest for a cause and not have it ruined by violence for somebody else. So those are my overriding thoughts on everything.
There you go. Strebel gave his overriding thoughts.
Yes.
Before we go to break, can we get what do we have there that you want to play from the call yesterday that caller Emily put in to James Strebel? He choked immediately. He had various moans. He had various odd sentences. He was gurgling and gargling like Don Vito.
Yes, I was.
If you don't know who Don Vito is, that is Bam Margera's uncle.
Yes.
If you don't know who Bam Margera is, you're just...
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you.
For the Jackass
crew. This is made for 18 to 54 men.
Yes.
You kind of got to know who Bam Margera is. So, Mitch, what do we have?
You're 22? Yeah, I sounded way too inquisitive, I guess. It's the right
play that word. Again.
Oh, you're 22? Oh, that sounds so bad. Oh, my gosh. This sounds so terrible.
Oh, goodness.
I like black out when that happens. It just I just go on.
I saw it.
Just
face,
reaction.
I saw it right face to face. That might be. Is that the first time I've ever been in the same room with you?
Yes.
When caller Emily calls?
Because,
I think it is.
Because the only other time that we were even on the radio at the same time was when I was at Bourbon and
Beyond. Bourbon and Beyond.
Yes.
And then every other time it's been the postgame show.
It's been Process or Mitch or Jason Entz or Terry
Crews.
Grossman.
Yeah.
You know, Terry Brown, not Terry Crews.
Yeah.
That have witnessed that. So that's the first time you actually got to watch me physically become disabled and unable to form a coherent thought.
Put the book away.
Okay.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is surpassing last season's win total one of the goals for both yourself and the team?
Say one more time.
And James Strebel.
Is surpassing the win total from a season ago one of the personal and team goals for you guys?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On this Friday, it's ESPN 680 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan. He's back at the Papa John Studios. And as always, use that promo code this weekend, Radio XL, for that two topping extra large pizza and that 2 liter. And a 2 liter. I don't know if that 2 liter. And a 2 liter for $14. It's a great deal. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. Also, our long time partner, UPS Jobs. Also, the UPS Jobs text line. We'd like to say thank you to all the drivers, supply chain workers, and logistic members who keep the community going by delivering needed goods on a daily basis. That is UPS Jobs, and the UPS Jobs text line is 437-9680. Texter says, I hope Lot stays safe out in Lake Forest tonight. That coming down.
I liked your idea earlier when you busted on his show that he needs to be a man on the streets for Spectrum.
Listen, I should reach out to Spectrum. I will do live coverage tonight. I mean this of the protests.
Yes.
I think Locke would be the perfect person to do it.
He just got his hair done again. He's looking good.
Like,
he's
for him to be flashbanged, how much would you pay?
Yeah, I mean, our guy Travis Ragsdale was out there getting tear gassed.
Dude, Ragsdale was,
yeah, was in it.
Okay, so a lot of the photographers that do that work, I don't know their names. They're right. The ones doing such great work, whether it be and I say great work, I should say historic work.
Yes.
It's good art. It is not good that we are having to do those sorts of videos and photographs, sure, around such an event. But the photos and the video all over when anything happens, obviously. So I was following DRB last night.
Yeah, that's what I was following.
Wave last night. I think their feed on Facebook went deeper into the night, I believe.
Yeah.
To like at least 1 a.m. or so, I believe.
Yeah, I was following DRB for the entire thing. But, you're right about the photographers. I mean, putting pictures on this.
Ragsdale.
Yeah, Ragsdale was like,
how about that?
He was on the ground. He was in the thick of it, man. His was the account that I followed the most. So, good job, Ragsdale.
Well, good job, Ragsdale.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes.
Well, he appreciates it.
I'm sure he does.
Do you know the kid that Louisville, that Kentucky just picked up? They got a JUCO linebacker, I believe.
Yeah, outside linebacker Jocko Willis had offers from Kansas State, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. So those were that was his offer sheet.
Okay.
Along with Kentucky.
I'm going to need to see this. Where's the offer sheet?
Oh, 247.
Oh, is it 247?
Yeah, it's 247.
Okay, because does he have a different name? Because when I
J-O-C-K-O.
J-O-C-K-O.
And then
yeah. 247.
I'm sorry, J-O-K-O. That's my fault. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at 247 right now.
So what is it? How do you spell his
J-O-K-O.
Name? J-O-K-O. Willis.
And then Willis. Yeah, right. Two L's.
There we go. The traditional spelling.
Yeah, the traditional spelling. But, yes, he has.
Because I'm just checking you to make sure that these are the offers that he had. Okay, they are.
Yes.
I'm just making sure there's not a Coastal Carolina and an App State and a Toledo and
right,
an Akron and a community college. Like, I'm just making sure that,
yes,
you're not trying to trick the audience.
All Power 5, middle of the road Power 5.
That's not bad.
But not bad. So that's a good pickup.
So
there
we can't make fun of that, can we, Mitch? Because that's what this opening segment of The Take was going to be here, was Strebel having to pivot away from a 2- or 3-star kid that had an offer from Toledo or Youngstown State.
Right. And he's eligible right away because he's a JUCO kid, so he can play this season. We're ready to go. Loading up, baby.
Well, we still got the 6-6 football season prediction. We still have that to lean on.
Yeah. It is what it is. I'm not going to get too upset about that. I understand.
Please.
I understand
how many,
why.
How many times has Vince Merrill tweeted about it, Mitch. I don't even know. 17? What's the under? Have the Calipari daughters got it? How could you? My father coaches there. How could you think that the football team that my father coaches, that could be 6-6?
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that yet, but I'm
really?
Sure it's coming.
You haven't seen
yeah,
any of that?
I haven't. Not for this. I don't think
if that happens, you'd understand you're done. Like if Kentucky goes 6-6,
yes,
and they go 2-6. By the way, 6-6 and 2-6 in the SEC means Kentucky would beat Louisville at
yes.
Louisville as a 6-6 football team. They would be 5 wins going into that
into
game.
Louisville, yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly right. Yes,
if you go 6-6. Locke's going to give it to you.
He is, and deservedly so.
Oh, you're going to say that. That's what you say.
Right now. But then the excuses will build. You know it's going to happen. You know I'm going to lean on an injury or something else. It's the pivot's there, and it hasn't been written yet. It's out there somewhere.
You'll lean on the beat Louisville.
That's it.
They would beat Louisville, Mississippi State, Vandy, Eastern Illinois, and in Eastern Michigan, in Kent State. So they would go. If that happens, Mitch, I just want you to know, if they go into their bye, 2-1, 2-2, 2-3, 3-3, 4-3, 4-4. Okay, that's 8 weeks. If they go in 4-4, Kentucky football's in trouble. If they go in 4-4, they're in big trouble, because after that, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Georgia at Louisville.
Ugh, I don't like that at all. usually, see, this is where Stoops
2-6, Mitch.
This is where Stoops killed me.
We are just going to play his show here. He is going to crush you.
Yes.
Rummage is going to crush you. Mark
yes.
Blankenbaker is going to crush you. Ethan Moore is going to crush you. Crumb's Revenge, who gave one of the great fake takes of all time on the Diener Show, talking
today?
About how great the recruiting was. And Diener's like, name one recruit, and he had nothing.
I've been there.
But I mean,
yeah, I know how that stings. But good for Diener holding him accountable.
The SEC wins would be a Mississippi State team who won't be. Do people think they're a bowl team next year?
No.
I'm not. I don't think so. The SEC West and Vandy.
Look, even if they end up 6-6, and you're saying that Rummage and all you guys are coming after me, that's fine. They'll be a little neutered because of if the Kentucky beats Louisville,
they'll be
a little.
Yeah,
if
they go like 9-3 and one of the losses is Kentucky, Louisville fans can pivot and say, "Damn, we went 9-3. Bleep you."
Yeah,
bleep you. We're in a good bowl game, and you're sucking sand in a 6-6 bowl game. If we have bowl games,
well,
by the way,
but look, when Kentucky did that, when they were they won 7 games, when they beat Louisville and Lamar Jackson, Kentucky stole the Orange Bowl from them. Yeah, I know Louisville had the better season, they had the better player, but
Kentucky celebrated like they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they did, and Louisville fans, they
I don't know if it'd be
the
Orange Bowl, but I guess you could say it'd be 10 wins.
Yes. So there you go. I'm just saying Kentucky could steal something from them, and they'd all be sad again, just like they were sad when Lamar fumbled, and they had then the Orange Bowl was just tugged right away from them. So that's fine. That's fine.
Thank you to Aaron Gershon and Asiya Blue. I don't have to click on the CBS story after they copy and paste it at all. So thank you to them for doing that. That makes you so uncomfortable.
It does. I've been in media feuds about that.
It was Barrett
before.
Sally who had the CBS Sports article, by the way.
Barrett Sally's in a feud with Dan Wolken today.
Dan
Wolken.
Okay,
and Barrett
Sally. Well, let's pause that. I have not seen this. What's the feud between Barrett Sally and Dan Wolken?
So Dan Wolken wrote an article saying that linemen, according to the coronavirus experts, are in danger because of their weight.
Okay.
They're more susceptible at catching it and having long-lasting effects. So Wolken,
is that true? I don't know.
Wolken wrote the article today.
I would imagine there's some science-y quotes to back up
It is true that people that are heavier and obese are more susceptible.
Okay. Yeah, but some of these guys aren't obese. Some of them are just...
And that was...
But that besides the point. Okay.
So,
but some of them are in their 300 pounds. Understandable.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So Cole Kublik weighed in on it.
Okay.
And said, basically what you just said, they're like running these 40s and bench pressing 250 times, 30 times or whatever.
It's a different offense and defensive lineman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
outside of maybe defensive tackle.
Barrett Sally had some points, and then Dan Wolken was like, you come at me with my integrity. It's the last thing you should do.
Ooh,
and
wow. We had integrity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dan Wolken got mad at Barrett Sally. So that was the internet sports writer feud of the day. Barrett Sally versus Dan Wolken.
Really?
Yes.
Was this all in the mentions?
I saw.
We don't have to stop here. I forgot I'm stalling the show a lot, but
right.
I mean, we are interested in all of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. I forgot who retweeted the Barrett Sally stuff, but I that's when I started following. I was like, oh, here we go.
A guy tweeted him, "COVID is over, Dan. The world has moved on to bigger issues." Oof.
Oh gosh, I mean. Tanks are just flying today.
All right, so here's what happened. He wrote the article on many offensive linemen fit the CDC's definition of severely obese. Are they at greater risk of complications from COVID-19? Some scientists wonder and worry. Okay, it is fear-mongering. All right, so then Barrett Sally tweets him like the gif of him sitting down, like the mentions are going to be fire.
Yes.
Well, I need to find this. I'm not seeing anything right now that's
what, maybe they deleted it or something, but yeah.
It's there. I just found it.
Okay, because, Wolken retweeted Barrett Sally and was like, don't question
me. Okay, Mitchell,
me.
If you found it then, would you help me here? Because I'm trying to find this while being on the air. It's not easy. I totally missed this. How did I miss a few between two media members that have been on this show and two media members that I follow on Twitter?
Right.
How did I miss this?
What was the direct, the exact quote, Mitch, from Wolken?
Boy, Mitch just went quiet. Now
he
I'm worried.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big threat. Apparently Matt Scalise was involved as well.
Of course. Matt Scalise gets involved.
We all listen.
Well, who's Matt Scalise?
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that
Mitch
is.
Mitch didn't think we were going to ask, so he just said, Matt Scalise is also involved.
He's the he's the managing producer of sports video for Alabama.com. Guess who he's followed by one person I know that I follow.
Who's that?
Mark Ennis.
Of course.
Why did
I even ask?
He's the football
honestly.
Guy.
So Barrett Sally says this is catering to a specific group who will eat it up. It's clout chasing.
Yes.
Dan Wolken says, continuing to question my motives is a professional line you don't want to cross.
Oh.
Barrett Sally says, I'm cool with it.
Oh. Professional line you don't want to cross.
Wow. Is that as far as it went right there?
I think that's as far as it went, yeah. Then they both backed off, which is a little disappointing because it was entertaining for a little while on Twitter today. Because everything else was very serious.
So you weren't too busy. You weren't today.
That was the one point in the day where I just decided to take a break.
It was one point of the day.
Yeah, I decided to take a break.
What did you do today?
I've just been trying to do a lot of stuff around the house and get things straightened up and cleaned up before we leave on vacation next week. And just trying to get things done. My wife was asleep. I had the kids outside. I was just trying to get stuff done.
What were the kids doing?
Playing with the neighbor across the street. Riding bikes and such.
There you go.
Yeah, they're having a good old time. They got mad when I told them they had to come in. My daughter started crying. She's like, eh! Like I'm a tyrant. So you have to come inside. I got to leave. Sorry.
Before we go to break here, and we will have the mixtape at 5:25, we will go to break on the other end. I do want to get into Nick Roush of KSR sat down for over 20 minutes with Terry Wilson. Mm. Some thoughts on his health and the offense, which is I can't do this conversation, but we're going to do it because it's Friday. It's either that or we go back to protest.
Yeah.
It's either that or we go back protest.
Which
and,
one's
yeah.
less painful?
Jason Entz is telling us now. Thank you, Entz, for informing us on the text line that Kentucky has picked up Joko Willis. Thank you for that.
Yes.
We talked about that 15 minutes ago here on the show. Thank you.
And he ended
I appreciate it, Entz.
Big dog eating.
Oh, yes. That three-star that he stole from Arkansas won one game last year.
Yeah.
Yes. In Kansas State.
Yes.
The Powers. Who the hell's the coach at Kansas State? That Kleeman guy. Their old boring guy from Division III.
Yes.
So we'll get to that. But David Johnson take, we'll see if we can get to that. A couple different things that I definitely want to get to. 437-9680. We'll play some sound next hour. We'll lead the hour, Mitch. Let's lead the hour in about 4 minutes with some sound. But you had a Johnny Juzang Can you do this 30 seconds, 60 seconds? This
sure.
Johnny Juzang thing that no one's realizing about him being immediately eligible at UCLA. Go ahead.
No one's talking about the fact that he's actually going to play against Kentucky this year. Like, that should be, I think, a bigger story. Everyone's focused on the eligibility.
And he still got eligible, by the way.
Exactly. He still got eligible. So he will be suiting up for UCLA, and he will play against Kentucky. Everyone's so focused on what does Juzang's eligibility mean for Olivier Sarr, which, you know, right. So Locke says pretty much nothing because it's two different cases. But I mean, what's the referendum on Cal if Juzang, under the tutelage and coaching of Mick Cronin, goes and balls out against Kentucky and scores like 15 points and has like six rebounds?
It's not even that game. That would be really, really funny. But Cal would spit and say, listen, I feel great for the kid, and I'm glad he found a spot, and especially if they win the game, Cal will be gracious, and he'll have a nice win under his belt. It's going to be mocking. The thing about him is he can average like 8 points a game, and that will be seen as a nice bump. Like, he doesn't even have to be great. He can just, you know, he have 4-1 game and then 16 the next. And you're looking around, that averages out to be, what, 10 points a game?
Absolutely,
and you just keep going down that road, and he puts together, you know, 12 double-digit games and, you know, four other games with 9 points and has a double-double and, you know, starts some games or whatever. It hits a game-winning shot.
It comes up big for UCLA at an important point. Absolutely.
Which, by the way, I thought Johnny Juzang was going to be good this year at Kentucky coming up. I think it's a loss. I still do. So there is your musty Johnny Juzang conversation.
Well, just no one's talking about it. And he's playing against Kentucky.
Like, and he got eligible.
He's not going to be on the bench watching. He's going to be in the game matching up against Kentucky's five-star freshman.
A realization. Locke talked about it this morning. I want to follow up because I swear it's like the cousin of a take that I was going to have. I want to get to that, all the Terry Wilson stuff, and an NCAA note before we get to the mixtape at 5:25. We'll take a break. It's the take on this Feel Good Friday on ESPN.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635, or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.